From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Yan-Chi Shu. Missouri's 17 cents per gallon gas tax is one of the lowest in the nation and hasn't changed in 22 years. As Rachel Lipman reports, Proposition D asks voters in November if they want to gradually raise the tax to 27 cents a gallon by 2022.
When it's fully implemented, Prop D is expected to generate almost $400 million a year for road and bridge projects and for the Missouri State Highway Patrol. The Missouri Department of Transportation has a massive backlog of projects, and the agency has been spending its reserves for the last couple of years, says Len Tengis, the president of the Associated General Contractors of Missouri.
That can only go on for about another 2 years, and then we're into not meeting federal match.
The Yes campaign is flush with cash, and Governor Mike Parson and Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe are stumping for it across the state. Here's Parson at an appearance in St. Louis.
If people really want Missouri to move forward, I think they're going to find that there is a need for that, and I hope they support it in November.
Some of Prop D's opponents, like State Representative Phil Christofanelli, a Republican from St. Peter's, oppose any tax increases. Here he is debating the measure back in May.
We're increasing revenues from the state and taking it out of the pockets of hardworking Americans.
Other opponents aren't happy that some of the funds will go to the Highway Patrol. That's required by the Missouri Constitution, says Tengis. Proposition D makes sure the patrol has a dedicated source of funding, freeing up more dollars for roads and bridges. I'm Rachel Littman.
Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill and her Republican challenger Josh Hawley faced off in their final debate yesterday at KMBC-TV in Kansas City. Samuel King reports that the candidates clashed over healthcare, border security, and who's responsible for the tone of the nation's politics.
The debate took place just hours after more mail bombs intended for Democratic leaders were discovered. Hawley condemned the threats, but also blamed Democrats for inflaming tensions.
This is terrible. This is not the United States of America. This is not civil discourse. I am disappointed that the Democrat Party seems to have embraced this.
McCaskill responded.
Did you notice he blamed it all on the Democrats? That's the problem. This is a problem on both sides. We got to turn down the temperature.
The two candidates also differed on the tone of the campaign. Hawley says it hasn't been personal, but McCaskill strongly disagreed, citing ads targeting her husband's finances. I'm Samuel King.
The majority of loco state representative candidates are supportive of increased funding for transportation infrastructure improvements in Missouri, according to the Columbia Missourian. The Missourian reports Republican candidate Sherrie Tolson-Reich for District 44, both of District 46 candidates Republican Kathy Richards and Democrat Martha Stevens, and Republican candidate Sarah Walsh for District 50 said they will vote in favor of Proposition D. Green Party candidate William Hastings for District 46, Democrat Maren Bell Jones for District 44, and Democrat Michaela Skelton for District 50 also voiced support for the tax increase. Democratic candidate for District 47, Adrian Plank, said he supports the infrastructure funding, but Proposition D is not perfect and he prefers a proper state funding to a regressive tax. His opponent, Republican Chuck Basie, did not submit a response. I'm Yan-Chi Shu, KBIA News, Columbia.